10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
I'm Amy.
And I'm Jenny. And you're listening to Sonosphere
on WYXR.
Welcome to Sonosphere. Today, we go into the WYXR archives to give you an episode back in late last year where we spoke with Jacob Sunshine, ethnomusicologist at the University of Memphis. We had a great time in the studio. I think you'll enjoy this episode. And stay tuned to Sonosphere right here on WYXR, and we'll be back in studio next week.
You are tuned into Sonosphere here on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. My name is Jenny, and I'm here with our co-host, Amy.
Hello.
Hello. And we are here with a very special guest this afternoon, Dr. Jacob Sunshine. Welcome, and thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks so much for having me, y'all. It's great to be here.
We need a Dr. Sunshine.
We do. We need in the world. So tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do. I know you're relatively new to Memphis, right?
Yeah, new to Memphis. I teach at Rhodes, and I'm also a guitar player. And I'm into all sorts of music. I guess I'm an ethnomusicologist by training, mm-hmm. So I'm really into music from all over the world. And, you know, the set today is going to have a bunch of music from Africa, from Brazil, from Cuba. And we even opened up with some Hasidic music.
Awesome.
So it's going to be a little all over the place. I guess the guitar has kind of been like a central figure in my life and helped me figure out, help me develop a taste for a lot of different types of music. I'm sure for all you instrumentalists out there, you've experienced a similar kind of thing where the instrument becomes this convergent point.
Absolutely.
For everything that you do.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. Well, can you tell us a little bit about what we just heard, those first two tracks?
Yeah, so the first track, it's mislabeled on the recording, but it's a Hasidic kind of wordless chant. And then the next song that you heard is called Luna Turca. It's it's a Don Cherry piece. So Don Cherry is like a free jazz trumpeter, became really well known playing in Ornette Coleman's group, mm-hmm. And then sort of set off on his own journey, working with a lot of really great musicians. And that recording also has the percussionist Nana Vasconcelos, who's a brilliant Brazilian percussionist and is really amazing at using the stereo field in interesting kinds of ways. So as opposed to just having his drums kind of mic'd in one part of the room, he'll use different percussion instruments and kind of use the stereo field in really interesting, creative ways. And I like everything that he does. And as you've probably noticed, there's a bit of a theme today, which is songs with wordless vocals, because sometimes you have no words.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, great. I'm excited to hear everything you've got coming up this hour, and hope you all stay tuned for the rest from 4 to 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Every Monday here on WYXR with Sonosphere. And we're going to hear what next?
This next track is, it's a song called, I'm probably going to mess up the pronunciation, but Jardim.
We do that all the time.
Yeah. It's the way to be. You mess up the pronunciation, then it becomes the pronunciation. I'm playing a song by a Brazilian artist named Joyce. It also has Nana Vasconcelos playing percussion on it.
Hell yeah.
And it's called Jardim dos Deuses.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Get that
Garden of the Gods, I think.
Great. You are tuned in to Sonosphere on WYXR.
Thank you. que eu encontrei desapareceu depois que eu voltei. E eu nunca me esqueci do perfume do jardim.
Cuando no vuelva a ver, ¿qué cosa tendrás reservado para mí en tu ingrato corazón? Murió la ilusión de nuestro amor. Murió el sol que no alumbraba. Señora, señora, ya todo terminó. Como lo ves, señora, ya todo terminó. Escucha la rumba buena, escucha mi guaguancó.
Como lo ves, señora, ya todo terminó.
Ya todo se acabó, ya todo terminó.
Como lo ves, señora, ya todo terminó.
Escucha la rumba buena, ya todo se acabó.
Como lo ves, señora, ya todo terminó.
Ya cantando, todo se acabó.
Como lo ves, señora.
You are tuned into Sonosphere here on WYXR 91.7 FM. And I'm still learning how to use the board, apparently. Thank you all so much for joining us this afternoon. My name is Jenny, and I'm here with our co-host, Amy.
Hello.
Hello. And our special guest, Jacob Sunshine.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Yeah, we're just playing some music this afternoon that Jacob's brought in. And you want to tell us a little bit about what we just heard?
Yeah, so we just heard three. Yeah, okay, so we started with Jardim dos Deuses, like Garden of the Gods, which is off this Joyce A record, Visions of Dawn. It was a record that she recorded with a bunch of Brazilian musicians while she was living in exile in Paris in the 1970s. Then we heard a great group that plays Lashona Mbira music called Mbira Zenihirira. I believe that song's called Toputika Nishungu, and has really amazing just interplay between the different Mbira parts and also just a beautiful vocal arrangement. Continuing again with this wordless vocals theme that mm-hmm. we talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. And then finally, we heard this song Ingrato Corazon, by Patato y Totico, two greats of rumba drumming, Cuban rumba drumming. And that song also has Arsenio Rodriguez playing the tres and Israel Cachao Lopez on the bass. Really interesting track. To me, the introduction almost sounds like something out of like an Ennio Morricone movie, and then the drums come in and the vibe completely changes. Speaking of vibe shifts.
Yes, we have one, I think,
may
right?
do that. Yeah. But before we get there, I just wanted to say, like, thanks for coming on today. And one of my favorite parts about, like, doing this with you, Jenny, and just being on this station is, like, getting to learn these kinds of things from, like, our guests and being able to, like, just bring all different types of music to, I don't know, Memphis, because, I mean, I've learned a lot today already.
I know, me too.
So anyway, I just wanted to say thanks for bringing all these things in. But we are going to have a little vibe shift. I was mentioning to Jacob, Dr. Sunshine, about how I have this Black Marble album, which is just an electronic group. I mean, he's a great, like, electronic composer, but the album's called It's Immaterial, and the first song on there is kind of like just kind of singing, screaming voices that kind of sound a little like there's an electronic filter or something on it. Anyways, it's kind of creepy and weird, so we might go a little noisy next, I think, is what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
it's about that time.
So stay tuned to Sonosphere. We're going to hear that next on WYXR.
Thank you.
You are tuned into Sonosphere on WYXR 91.7 FM and WYXR.org. And we are here every Monday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. And I'm here with Amy, our co-host.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm Jenny. And we have a special guest with us today, Jacob Sunshine, who's been playing some really awesome music that's been new to me, mm-hmm. and I think new to Amy,
yeah.
and maybe new to you, and it's been awesome.
Yep.
So yeah, will you tell us a little bit about what we've heard the last couple of tracks?
Yeah, this is a bunch of new stuff. In fact, the first song was also completely new to me.
Right.
By Black Marble?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we heard a track from Ben Frost, who has a new record called Scope Neglect. This song is called The River of Light and Radiation.
Yeah.
And it has the guitar player from Car Bomb, Greg Kubacki, playing guitar on it. And just really interesting attention to kind of the way that the sense of space is constructed throughout that track. And then finally, we heard a track from a band called Small, Medium, Large, coming out of L.A. They do sort of like these improvised jams that they then weave together later on in the studio into something that's a little bit more cohesive, ambient, and to me it sounds a little bit more almost like krautrock to my ears.
Mm-hmm.
It has Josh Johnson on saxophone, Gregory Ullman on guitar, Booker Stardrum on drums, and I believe Anna Butters on bass. Really great band, doing super inventive, improvised stuff. Yeah.
Awesome. I enjoyed that one.
Yeah,
that
me cool. too. And we are a nonprofit community radio station, and you only get this kind of stuff on a station like this. So definitely go to WYXR.org and donate if you'd like to be a supporter of the station. And thank you again, Jacob, for being here. And we still have some time for a few more tunes.
Yeah.
So what do we have coming up?
Cool. So this next song, I sort of set this next part of the setup as the four on the floor part of the set. So this next song is from a Kenyan group called Shirati Jazz. Oh, I skipped a song that I played. I also played a song by an electronic group out of Uganda called Arsenal Mekebe. They do these crazy multi-layered percussion arrangements, sometimes with 808s and other drum machines, and sometimes with hand percussion. And they have this really interesting industrial sound. So that was prior to the Small, Medium, Large track. So this is a band out of Kenya from the 1980s, I believe, called Shirati Jazz. Amazing overlapping guitar work. Hope you enjoy it.
All right, right here on WYXR.
Jago gita sani, manesi makodogo, rumba irumo sotieno, manu wuda legongia, marika tiena lungo njige ode wayo mini eli, deada yore lena, usipa kite josi. Manu wuda legongia Mariku tiena lungo njige Oni wayo mini yeli Yeada yore lena Usipa kite nyosi Chako gita sani Manesi makodongo Rumba irumoso tieno Manu wuda legongia Mariku tiena lungo njige Oni wayo mini yeli Yeada yore lena Usipa kite nyosi Yeah.
You are tuned into Sonosphere right here on WYXR 91.7 FM. And we've been playing a bunch of music that our very special guest, Jacob Sunshine, brought in this afternoon. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, of course. Please come back. And I hear you also are not only an ethnomusicologist, but also a performer.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming out. It's been fun. And if you missed the show today, you can always go to the archives at WYXR.org. There is a variety of awesome tunes that we played today, so go check that out. And we will be out of here in a few minutes, so stay tuned for the rest of the programming here on Mondays on WYXR.
Jazz Ambassadors of the U.S. Army Field Band is performing at Overton High School on Thursday, November 14th from 7 to 8:30. The official touring big band of the United States Army formed in 1969, the Jazz Ambassadors is a 19-member ensemble who has received great acclaim at home in all 50 states and abroad, performing America's greatest original art form, jazz. The concert is free and open to the public. More information and tickets at armyfieldband.com/events.
He said, fella, I don't know what's wrong with you, but you look sick enough to die. He sent me to the company doctor, and he examined from head to toe. Whatever's wrong with you, young man, my X-ray just won't show. I say, angel of mercy, won't you please look down on me?
Jenny.
Hi, Amy.
We host Sonosphere every Monday
from 4 to 5.
So tune in
on WYXR
91.7.